Volcano Queen Studios. Let's get back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
New stuff? Super strong. Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm smelling Leo Sayer.
Oh, oh, yeah,
yeah. Oh, this feels good. Oh, yeah.
I love you more than I can say.
Is this Leo again?
Yeah, it's a different song.
We have his entire collection of hits.
Well, one of the listeners, friend of the show, Jeff Daniel,
Post-Dispatch guy, put a
CD together for us called Hard Scrabble Hits. Pretty well done.
We've got a picture of John L. Sullivan on the
front of a guy looking to box, kind of in that 1925 boxer pose in which...
Sweet science, yeah.
Kind of like the Fighting Irish Leprechaun. That's what a gentleman looks
or
like.
Or any white person, that's the way they fight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the problem with white people? Should be an exit poll question. It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn with you. Mark Lamping in studio at 8:15. I don't know what our other guest rundown is for the remainder of the program. My guess is, since producer Joe hasn't told me anything else, that means pitch out, nobody going, and Mark Lamping will just about do it for today. Maybe we can play one of my clips from one of my adult film star interviews. Cat, you'd be on board with that, would you not?
That's radio brilliance.
Thank you very much. Because it seems like sometimes you take shots, but I know you don't mean it. You think it's pretty good, and you're envious.
It's unbelievable how childish you get when you're interviewing a female. Mr. Hard-hitting journalist. Giggling schoolgirl. Kind of causes me to be nauseous.
On your old program, did you play hits from porn movies? Was that part of the program?
Hits from porn movies?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what hits from porn movies are.
You said
play some of the audio from them.
She's a Maniac was from a porn film in the 80s.
It was Flashdance. The girl I didn't care as well. I interview them. And I love to interview them. I find them to be fascinating. Yes.
Oh, all right.
But we put the interviews up on Inside STL so we don't subject this this fine family audience.
I'm not just saying this. I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, your butt is stupendous.
That's the extent of the interview.
Question.
It's ridiculous. And it's the same thing every time.
We have the exit poll for you today. It's brought to you by Window World. Also, I guess I should say we don't just have the president of the Cardinals coming on. We have one of Iggy's friends from Hedonism.
Now, at
perfect
this
match. Perfect.
Now, Iggy goes to Hedonism every year, and Iggy's a new member of the station, so I don't know why he's unable to take his pre-appointed vacation. I guess he goes there every year.
He's only been working here a month and a half,
right,
so
he
can be good to take off for 2 weeks.
He can't book, so I guess his friends, the Swingers Club or whatever it is going to Hedonism, or as Iggy calls it, Hedo.
Hedo. He doesn't have time to say Hedonism.
So he said, can we have one of these people on? And I said, certainly, Iggy, you're a valued part of the program. So whatever you want to do.
The deal is, one of his friends from Hedonism, which is, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, we're talking about it like everybody knows what Hedonism is. Hedonism is there are a variety of these resorts. I believe they're mainly in Jamaica. Iggy, you're more than welcome to come on and explain this whole deal. Where essentially couples go, for the most part, and basically swap wives. And
okay, not I go. I'm single.
But is it not for the most part couples?
Yeah, for the most part. But it's not really a swingers resort. I mean, there are those kind of people that go, but it's a lot of people just like to have fun and don't dabble in swinging.
I see.
Wait, so
it seemed like I rattled your cage a little bit there. I apologize.
Let me ask you this.
I just don't want people to get the wrong idea that you can only go to Hedo if you swing.
Let me ask you this. Do they have nice water sports and a fine buffet? The things I might be interested in.
They do. They have kayaking. They have sailing. They have jet skis. They have a tremendous buffet. They have an Italian restaurant. They have a Japanese restaurant.
But mostly orgies in the hot tub.
That's pretty much everything that goes on in the hot tub, but that's not what I would consider water sports.
And let me ask you one other thing before we get to the guest. What I'm just trying to, because it's not me. It just is not me. But how does this happen? Like a couple's in the hot tub and you pass by and, Iggy, come on in.
I'm one of the gang.
Yeah, how does that happen, actually? Say I'm down there with Isabella and out of the corner of her eye.
All of a sudden you're like, you know what'd be great here, honey? Iggy, get in here.
Well, I go with about 30 people, 15 couples, well, actually 14 couples, and then there's a single girl who goes, Debbie. And We're just friends, you know. We don't, but there are couples down there.
What, were they friends before Hedo or after Hedo? Did you become friends at the resort?
Yes, we became friends at the resort.
So
we
at
become,
some so
friends,
at some point,
year round.
I'm not giving you a hard. I'm trying to understand this. But at some point, while you were at Hedonism for the first time, you were walking by the hot tub, and some couple said, "Hey, Iggy," right?
Yeah. Well. It's not like that, you know. Right. People, there's a message board, nice. Denny P's, which is basically Hedonism message board, and a lot of people get to know each other before they go.
You they sent you a picture last year because it traditionally will go down in December. It's apparently the big time to go down there, and so they sent a picture. I'd really like to get this up on the website.
About
10 women here. And then they in the sand wrote with their feet Iggy, and they're posing, all of them naked, with Heinekens held. And I don't know if this was intentional or not, but most of them are placed between their breasts. And
I'm pretty sure that was intentional.
Okay, and kind of in a wish you were here mode.
They miss me. I'm part of the gang, and I miss those guys. And the girl we're going to talk to, Chris, got married yesterday on the beach. And Laura, my friend, was kind enough to call me on her cell phone. Bob, the best man, put the cell phone in his pocket, and I got to hear the whole reception.
Now, how do you have a pocket if you're naked?
Well, they got married on the Prude Beach because Chris's parents were down, and they don't want to get married naked, so they had clothes on.
For the record, I'd be at the Prude Beach.
I wonder.
A couple of these girls have legs thicker than an NFL nose tackle.
That's not nice,
Doug. These are some burly gals.
Come on, they're nice.
That's
they're
not nice.
Girls,
you're the Tiggy's friend.
You like the one on the far right. Is she burly?
That's Nika.
I'm not looking at the picture. I can't see her. No, she's not too burly.
Yeah, she's
not
Nika.
Are we going to get this woman on in this segment?
They're calling us because for some reason from our phone here, we cannot dial Jamaica, so we're going to have them call us.
But,
what do you pay for a week? I'm assuming you go for about a week. What's it cost?
I get a kind of a discounted deal because of all the people I've sent to Hedo.
Who have you sent to Hedonism?
Oh, I've sent over 50 people to Hedo just from talking about it on the radio and talking about it word of mouth.
So if you didn't get a discount, what would it cost?
It would probably, going as a single guy and getting a guaranteed single so I don't get stuck with some fat slob roommate.
You got to have a roommate.
Hold on a second. What was the price?
About $3,000 a week.
You gotta have a roommate when you go to this thing?
What is this, a gulag? That's not a resort where you have to room with someone you don't know.
Yeah, unless you pay extra for a guaranteed single. If another single guy comes, they could stick him with you.
Wow, and for that you pay $3,000 a week?
Staying at a hostel when you're traveling in Europe.
Sleep and comes in and doesn't take a shower.
I'm not doing that.
You were going to go otherwise?
Yeah, I could go, and all of a sudden, they're going to stick the guys from the 360 buffet in my room. There'll be no room for me.
So Rich and Jennings?
All naked. You think I want to be around that scene?
Oh, while they're out chasing tail, bringing back a woman that may be burlier than them?
It's a very nice resort, though.
There you go.
And yeah, but honestly, you can't be...
They're coming back up to the room to call us. So.
You can't be stuck in a room with someone you don't know.
I can't believe that's even an option. God, how hard up for ass do you have to be if you're going down there and splitting a room with a guy for $3,000?
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I don't care how much extra you have to spend. To get down there, you pay all this money, and then you get some really 350-pound guy who doesn't shower, farts in his sleep, but is never going to get laid, and you got to spend your whole week roomed up with this guy?
Yeah, sign me up.
Kat, would you and Aaron entertain that for the holidays?
I got to say that the whole thing seems revolting right now. I mean, if they have a nice buffet and water sports, you know I'm inclined to say yes.
Especially the kayaking. But if a roommate is involved and you don't even have a choice who it is and don't even know them, they'd have to pay me $3,000 a week to go there.
They have a buffet full with desserts and there's options to jump on a Sea-Doo afterwards, I'm usually there. But this rooming with a guy I don't know.
I can't believe that even goes on. I got to be honest with you. For something that I believe, when it gets down to it, you're going down there to have some kind of, you know, casual relations. Strikes me as a little odd that a gentleman is a stranger would be a couple feet away from you.
There aren't a lot of single guys that go alone, though. There are a lot of single guys that go together, and they room together, and they go down there. So, you know, there aren't a lot of us guys who go by ourselves.
I can't imagine why.
No, I thought we'd have this woman, because I didn't want this to
Is she on the line?
No, this is a gentleman who's calling in. I guess he goes to
Chris
Hayden.
Is going to call in. The female, she got married to Quentin yesterday.
Maybe there are maybe there are a bunch of listeners.
But I thought
here
we were
going
to get to this segment and move on. I thought we had prearranged this, that we were going to do this, and
I don't know. All I know is Lamping's supposed to be at 8:15. Otherwise, we're just going to have to talk about swingers clubs
until he gets here.
Yes, David.
I was just listening to this when y'all mentioned Hedo and y'all started ragging on Hedo, man. Hey, I'm gonna tell you now, Hedo is a beautiful place. Me and my ex-wife used to go there all the time, and we had a wonderful time. And to sit there and say that you're gonna be stuck in your room, it's too much to do to get stuck in your room. The food is beautiful, the place is beautiful. I mean, and the more people you go down there, I mean, you can almost network down there. But you know, there are a lot of beautiful people that end up going down there.
Let me ask you a question. You say ex-wife. Did something happen at Hedo that prompted her to be your ex-wife?
No.
She was with Iggy.
We had a couple of extra problems at home. That didn't have anything to do with it. The time that we spent at Hedo will be cherished memories forever. So
what would you do? Let me ask you this. Would she hook up with other broads while you were down there, and you'd kind of sit there in the corner?
Negative. We didn't hook up with anybody else. We just kind of did our own little thing. And
then what's the point of going there as opposed to like another resort?
We're exhibitionists. We like to be nude. We like, you know, and we enjoyed it. The only regret that I have is that we didn't take an extra package and do the Hedo 2 and 3.
Yep.
Ratchet it up a level.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Hedo 2 and 3, is that even a little bit more decadent?
Sure. It's kind of like Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Maybe I am a prude, but nudity and the beach, to me, don't go hand in hand. You got crabs.
That's a good thing, though. I don't think we'd want to see you nude.
Crabs, you mean which kind?
The kind that dwell on the ocean floor. You got starfish. What if you come out of the water? You got a starfish.
By starfish, you mean what kind?
You know,
that's hot. I love that.
I don't need all these crustaceans roaming over my nude body.
The issue I have with the swingers club, because I would love to be in a sexually free world where I could just walk down on the landing and just bang away.
I'm sure the ladies would be on board with that too.
I think they already are. I didn't mean to say it. Dump out of it.
Keep them away from your wives.
Is the problem is with these things is usually it looks like the women tend to be...
You're looking at that picture, and those are Iggy's friends, so don't make fun of those.
Fine, I'll put this picture away. I've already had
this. That's mean.
That's not intended to be mean. I said I firmly believe this before I knew anything about any pictures.
But you were holding that picture.
Well, I was just... Because it's a bunch of naked broads, and I'm just looking at it. But the issue is usually I picture a guy with a mustache, a gold chain, feathered hair,
Ron Jeremy,
essentially, you know, a lot of the Lake of the Ozarks crowd, being the people that are interested in the swinging. It's not usually somebody in their 20s that's thin and hot swinging. That's the issue I have. You know what I'm saying?
Well, those people don't have to swing.
What do they do?
Those people aren't desperate. Those people meet up and have normal, healthy relationships.
There's a lot of lonely folks, you know, all these lonely hearts that are trying to find love on the internet. Do you think when they start internet chatting with someone that you know, some beautiful woman is on the other end? No, it's usually...
I hope so. I'm under the impression, my dad tells me that it is.
It's usually some 47-year-old fat guy pretending to be a female.
That's even hotter.
Chris is on her way back from the dining room, so we should have her in a minute.
From the dining room.
Got to go down and get coffee. I mean, it was their honeymoon last night, for God's sake.
Okay. And are people naked in the dining room?
No, it's not a nudist resort. I told you that. The only place you get nude is on the nude beach.
Oh. Cat. Nice knowledge.
I just see a picture of naked folks.
They're on the nude beach, not in the dining room. All right, it's the ITD morning after. We're talking hedonism. We're more than welcome to take your calls on that while we wait for the president of the Cardinals coming in a half hour while we're waiting for some people from hedonism to call in for our guests. And I got to plan the segment around it. 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. And you can email the program morning after at team1380.net. We welcome your swinging stories from hedonism here on the radio program via email or via phone. The ticket guys email of the day, a Rams hooded sweatshirt. I wonder if it's one of those that's autographed by Leroy Glover.
I bet it is. It's nice, though. It's an autograph right on the breast, so it looks like a brooch.
It looks like jewelry.
Yeah.
That is a real
design.
It's 7:34. We're in the middle of 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports/hedonism discussion here on the radio program.
This was planned badly. I assume that we're going to hit this and
go right into the guest.
Yeah, and then
I think we should, since winter's coming, we should probably do a week of this show from Hedonism.
Iggy has been trying to make that happen for a while. He has.
I could get it done, but I don't think you guys could swing it as far as your schedules.
Yeah, I'm pretty free, to be quite honest with you.
That would be a hoot. That would be a fun week.
There'd be a lot.
I think it would be pretty entertaining if we did the show.
There'd be a lot of stuff there that I look.
Can you imagine that fancy lad that allegedly produces the show showing up on the beach with that damn landing strip?
If we go there and we're considered the hot guys, you know it's not a good looking crowd. You know, all of a sudden Doug Vaughn with his white legs and knock knees is considered the hot guy on the beach. You got a problem.
I think we'd do some of the finest broadcasting this market's ever heard.
I think the station would lose its license. That's what I think.
People would be harkening back to Camlex in the 70s if they heard us from Hedonism.
I'm going to have nightmares about being in a hot tub with my wife and all of a sudden Doug Vaughn drops the towel and says, mind if I join you?
I could be your roommate, apparently, for the way the setup is up there.
That's just potluck.
The hell is that?
Pay $3,000 and hear some guy in your effing room.
It's a 400-pound plumber.
I'm picturing a dorm
Cleveland.
Room.
It's your roommate.
Hey, I'm Nick. Hope I score.
Scoot over.
Mind if I get naked now? Is this your desk lamp? I'm stealing this.
You gotta split. I mean, what if you want to watch TV? You gotta ask your roommate what we can watch? You go, $3,000 a week?
You go into the communal restroom and someone used your towel and it has stains on it. Nick!
Mangino.
Oh, no.
Well, I'd like to talk it over.
Let's get to the exit poll and we'll wait for this woman to call us. Apparently we have satellite tracking on her. We know she's leaving the dining room, but we don't have the technology for her to actually call in. I don't understand.
That is a lie.
They don't have cell phones down there.
How is it that we know that she was in the dining room at Hedonism, but yet we can't communicate with her and get her on the damn program?
HedoSatTrack.com. You can go in there and track any one of these football-looking women. Okay. Here's the exit poll. You want to just break this out?
Oh, hold on. I got another call.
Are you pointing or are you rapping?
Yes, Chris.
Good morning.
You're not Chris from our guest, are you?
I toured the Hedonism properties, I didn't stay there. Best way to describe it is one of those places where you don't want to take your socks off in the room. And for each attractive nude woman walking around the beach, you have 5 unattractive women and 10 European guys that aren't circumcised. It gives a whole new meaning to head cheese.
Oh, no.
What's...
I think I have to leave this show right now, I think. I think I have to leave this show.
You think Lamping's driving over here thinking twice?
You know, I tried to be nice. Iggy's part of the show, he wanted to do this. Little did I know that this was going to be the most grimy, disgusting segment. It was unintentional. Iggy, what are you doing to me, Iggy? Iggy, what are you doing to me? I don't want to be part of this discussion.
The segment has actually turned out better without Chris calling.
GPS satellite. HedoSat.com. Chris is leaving the dining room, but we can't get her on
the
show.
She's in the H block. She's on her way back.
What?
Just past the H block. She's on her way back to the other set of rooms.
I'm not going to be able to get that image of European head cheese out of my mind for a long time.
H block? What is H block?
Sounds like it's some kind of Washington State pen.
It's Hedonism for the prisoners.
He says it like we know. Come on. She's getting past the H block. She's sitting under a palm tree. All right. Here's the poll for today.
I think Chris is on the line now. Not the Chris that just called him out the European head cheese.
I can't believe he's on the line. We're going to be ready in a minute.
Perfect.
Going to be what are you, prepping them? Once the light is lit, you go to the phone.
Quentin with Chris on the hotline. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, live from Hedonism in Jamaica, Chris and Quentin.
Good morning.
You just passed the H block?
We're in H block.
Ah, now we're getting to the crux of it.
So, yes. Chris, you guys are at Hedonism. You've elected to get married down there. What was the reasoning for that? That might be a rather unique choice for marriages to begin, where quite often they may end.
Well, the biggest factor is the friends. We have an amazing group of absolutely phenomenal friends that we spend all day laughing and hanging out on the beach with, and couldn't have thought of a better way to do it with all of these absolutely amazing people.
Wow. Now, let me talk about something that interests me, and don't be afraid to answer honestly. What kind of breakfast buffet do they have? A nice spread?
Breakfast? Well, that depends on what you want to snack on.
What do they have? What do they offer? They got those omelets? They got those Western omelets? Mm.
Yeah, there's a little bit of omelet going on, but the bacon is the bomb.
Bacon is the bomb. Count me in. Count me in.
How are things without Iggy down there? Isn't he usually the life of the party and pretty much the stud of the beach?
This year is kind of rough without our pal Iggy here. He definitely keeps us entertained as long as he keeps his arms up, and he'll understand that one exactly.
Why don't you explain it for us and the listeners? What is Iggy keeping
I'm
his
good.
Arms up?
I'm good.
I'm just curious.
Take my headphones off. I don't want to know that.
Well, Iggy lays on the beach, and for those of you guys who don't know, Iggy gets very, very, very tan, except for through his armpits, and we have to continuously remind him, arms up, so that they don't go white on us.
See? It's a good answer.
Let me ask you this. If there is any swinging going on, and someone comes along that wants to join the party, and you don't find them attractive, how do you keep them out?
Good question.
Well, there are a variety of tactics that can be used on that. Anything from complete just rudeness and tell them to go away to picking on them, teasing them, and go away usually works.
Have you and Iggy ever had relations?
No.
Sounds like you hesitate a little.
Not for lack of trying, though.
There you go, Iggy.
On your part or his?
His.
Oh. Chris, do you welcome other women into the bedroom?
Given the right woman, sure.
Perfect.
Hey, any chance you could pick me up a souvenir? I would like to have one of those I got an STD at Hedo t-shirts.
Actually, we're all very careful down here. If we play, we cover it up.
Cat. What do you got? One of those coconut shells you covered up?
Yeah, that usually works. You know,
I saw that episode
exactly
of Gilligan's Island.
Chris, your parents came down for this ceremony. Were they a little uncomfortable
shocked
with it?
No, they were actually well prepared in advance. Knew that we were staying at a resort. Knew that we were staying at Hedonism, and actually we handled it a little delicately because we made it a textile required service.
Textile required service. So it was on the prude beach, not the nude. The prude.
It was, in fact, on the prude beach.
Now, when you consummate the marriage last night, are there like 30 people watching or joining in?
Actually, consummation was about an hour, 45 minutes ago.
Wow, it must not have been much of a festival.
We were a little tired last night, and so it waited a little bit. But we did. Quentin managed to get a penis in his ear and a little fluffing from some of our friends last night.
Okay, so that about wrap things up. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't even know what the hell that means. I don't know if you can say it because I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Chris, we got the president of the Cardinals.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
But we enjoyed it. Chris, congratulations on consummating the marriage. Best of luck to Quentin's ear. And thank you so much for coming on the program.
Just one more thing, Iggy. We miss you and we love you.
Oh, that's nice.
That is really nice.
Thank you, Chris. Very nice.
There he is, Iggy, chiming in as well. Chris, congratulations. Fare thee well.
Thank you.
I know.
We okay with that, Iggy? We handled ourselves okay, Iggy? You're not mad at us or anything?
I noticed Iggy's deaf in one ear, too. You don't suppose something like that's happened to him down there?
Oh, Iggy, it's so great. We miss you so much.
Is she still there?
I let her go.
We'll never get rid of this broad.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. I saw you hit the button.
I know, I did again.
Joe's rapping us. We got the woman, she's going to be talking during the commercial spots. I'm going to be talking about 609, and she's going to be talking about things in an ear.
What do you think Lamping is doing, honestly?
Turning around.
Turning, going to Camel X.
Don't even know he's coming on. You said I can't do this. I had to do an interview tomorrow. I'm already prepped, so I want to come over here. All right.
Well, we were doing so well on this show. Nice mix of sports.
It was really serious sports for about 3 months. And then today, we really kind of made a left
turn. Because I said, yeah, Iggy, sure.
Iggy sent me the email yesterday proposing having Chris on the program.
And like a good teammate, you said, let's run it by everybody. That's for you, Tim. And I said, hey, he's a teammate. He wants to do it.
That
fine.
Is exactly what the cat said. That is the truth. And I was kind of surprised, but I was all for it, obviously. And
we didn't even ask Doug.
No.
I would have said no. I think it might get a little rough.
Well, you obviously would have been wrong. All right, well, involve a Window World exit poll. You're more than welcome to get involved. Your stories from Hedonism or the Lake of the Ozarks where you put keys in a bowl. 314-969-1800-491-1380 of the morning after at team1380.net. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Bowen with you on the ITD Morning After Team 1380.